letting yourself find a posture that really suits you right now, that gives you the ease you may be needing, the comfort you may be needing. Is it standing? Is it lying down? Is it sitting? What are you needing right now? Perhaps knowing that after a wee bit we'll do some loving kindness practice will affect whatever posture you're choosing. And taking these opening moments to settle in and feel the contact points that the body makes and the lovely unconditional support of the earth. And asking ourselves too, how would I like to engage with this practice? What brings me into practice today? And how can I meet whatever need may be here, whatever longing perhaps. And remembering as always that mindfulness involves a simple intention for a friendly awareness and curiosity. Curiosity and kindness. And so taking a bit of time within this frame of body breathing to body sitting or standing or lying down, the sensations of the body to open to body breathing. Perhaps a few nice full breaths. Letting each out breath soften any tension you may find in the body, just releasing, letting go to anywhere there's holding. Taking a bit of time for that now. Sometimes we can soften through the body intentionally, and sometimes not. Can we just let that be with kindness? And giving ourselves a little soothing touch, however we like to do that. Hand to the heart, the forehead, a cheek or two, a little hug. Hand to heart and belly. A strong supportive posture. What do you need? Letting the breathing subside and letting your attention rest for a while. In breathing and feeling that unconditional support of the breath, the air. And how we're nourished with each in-breath and gently soothed with each out-breath. Sweetly coming back as attention wanders. Nourishing and soothing as we breathe in and as we breathe out. And within this frame of the body and the body breathing, nicely grounded, perhaps soothing touch, let's now gently shift to some loving kindness practice. Beginning by holding in mind a being that when you think of that being, your heart just naturally opens in gratitude and friendliness. It doesn't matter if this being is human or not, or alive or not. It really is about opening our hearts, softening our hearts, warming up the practice. And so you might visualize this being or simply sense into them. Your appreciation. Maybe that brings a little smile to your face. You could play with that. And then let's bring some loving kindness to this one. I'll offer a set of phrases, and you can work with these or ones of your choosing. May this dear one be filled with loving kindness. May you be safe. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong in your body. And so continuing to really feel our bodies as we practice our breathing. Soothing touch, groundedness. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. And may you be happy. May you be peaceful, happy, and free in your heart and mind. May you be happy. And may you live with ease. May you joyfully care for yourself with grace and ease. And so in the silence, practicing with these phrases or ones of your choosing, coming back to body and breathing and the phrases as attention wanders. No big deal. Just come back. And take a half minute more for the phrases. And then notice how they are for you, how they sit with you in body, mind, and heart. And as you feel ready, adding yourself into the picture, possibly sensing yourself with this dear one, if that makes sense to you, or someone else that feels easy to be with, a benefactor perhaps, a dear friend, whatever works that helps you bring yourself into the picture, into the circle of goodwill, and offering the phrases, these ones or your own. May we both be filled with loving kindness, feeling nicely grounded, connected to breathing, maybe the smile, soothing touch. May we both be safe. May we both be healthy. May we both be happy, peaceful. And may we both live with ease. May we live with ease. Practicing in the silence, coming back as you wander away. And taking a half minute more for those phrases. And check to see in body, mind, and heart if you can offer the phrases just for yourself now. Is that possible? If not, continue to practice with the dear one, a friend, or a benefactor. Using the simple phrases of safety, health, happiness, and ease, or ones of your choosing. And coming back as the mind wanders to body, to breathing, soothing touch, maybe the smile, practicing in the silence. If it helps to imagine yourself as a young child, use that. Or if it helps to have a sense of receiving the phrases from a compassionate friend or a benefactor. And taking a half minute more for that. And then seeing how you are doing, and if you might like to expand the good wishes outwards to any other beings, perhaps those who are here today, those who are not, letting whatever other beings you add into the fold be lovely stand-ins for all beings. If that makes sense to you. And offering the phrases, the simple ones, safe, healthy, happy, ease, or your own. Feeling embodied throughout. And taking a half minute more for that. And checking in with ourselves and simply resting in body breathing, and being with ourselves just as we are, with kindness and care. And an open-hearted awareness. In respecting whatever our experience was with this practice. Sometimes the heart easily opens into goodwill and friendliness, and other times, not at all. There's blankness, numbness, irritation, sadness, grief, anger. And it's all the workings of the heart. And regardless of what has unfolded, the time with the practice is well spent. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy, and may we all live with ease.